Welcome to the Athletes in Action podcast.
We are a sports ministry serving athletes at the University of Missouri.
Join us weekly for conversations about faith and sport.
Everybody, as they mentioned, my name is Kaysen Suggs. I run track and field here. When I was starting this, when Nathan told me you need to come up here and give your testimony, I told him I would. For some reason, when he told me I should, I was way more nervous than when I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then he was like, you need to do it this week. I was like, ah. But when I was trying to figure out what to say and what to think of, the phrase in my mind that kept popping up is like this analogy that's always hit me my entire life, which is the grass always looks greener on the other side. You guys heard that? Probably, maybe not. I don't know. But I used to hear it all the time because I was like the little kid who wanted everything else. So like, I heard it a lot. And my life, even though I run track and field, like basketball is a very significant part of my life. So when I think of my life, I divide it into three sections, and that's pre-basketball, during basketball, and post-basketball. And my story starts pre-basketball. So when I was towards the end of elementary school, so for me that was fifth and sixth grade, it became like, I felt very isolated because I was the only black kid in my entire school. And it really became obvious around those ages, because that's when kids started getting ideas of what a black person should be like. And I guess I didn't fit it, so I was outside of what they thought, and I felt very alone and isolated in those times. And at times then, I would think about the analogy about how the grass always looks green on the other side. And I would think, I wonder what it'd be like to be just like everybody else, like that I saw. Like, what would it be like if I could just be like everybody else? So whenever I hear that analogy in my head, I always picture the same thing. I picture this fence. It's like white fence, just like this, except for super tall. I imagine being super tall and you can't see over it. And I imagine if you look to your left, it goes on forever. And you look to your right, it goes on forever. And just like in this fence, you're surrounded by grass when you look around. But to me, when I imagine, I'm usually just alone. And I look around, I see grass. And typically behind me, I always see like a hose and a lawnmower. And when I think of that in my head, like, obviously, that's to take care of grass. But at that time in my life, pre-basketball, when I was really little, I didn't really pay attention to the hose or the lawnmower. Growing up, I always knew about Jesus, and I always knew, we always went to church. You can ask my mom. We always went to church, whether I wanted to or not. And that was always a backbone in my mind. I knew that God loved me. I knew he was all I needed. And at that time, when I was in elementary school, that was good enough. I never really thought about what was on the other side of the fence, because it was like, I know God got me. But I could always see in my head what it would be like. So like, if you imagine the fence, I always pictured there being like a little hole that I could peek through, and I could just see what was on the other side. And from my point of view, even though I knew I didn't have to go over there, I thought it looks way better over there than it does here. And as I got older and I got into basketball, and that kind of boosted my confidence, but also people recognized me more, like, oh, you're the kid who's good at that. And I was like, yeah. And I liked it. I liked the notoriety. I liked the people looking at me like, whoa, like he's somebody, you know? And that was like middle school going into high school around that time. So this is during basketball. And at that time, you would think that when I got that kind of notoriety, that was it. Like, I finally got people to recognize who I was. I felt a little more comfortable with myself. That's it. That's all I really asked for. But at that time, even more so, I wanted to know what was on the other side of the fence. Because I would see kids in my school who, to me, just looked cooler than me, or better than me, or more confident than me. And even though it looked like I had the confidence, I was just like, I want to be like them, because they have it all figured out. I know it. See, from my point of view in the fence, when I looked through, all I saw was just the most confident people, the strongest people. I saw people who didn't ever have to worry about feeling isolated or alone. There's no way on that side they ever had to worry about that. That was only on my side. So in like eighth grade, going into high school too, that was my mission. It's like, I'm going to get on the other side of the fence. Forget the gardening over here, forget the grass over here. I'm trying to get over there. What was cool about the fence in my imagination is that on the side I had, it was kind of rugged, so I felt like I could climb over it. So me, that was me feeling like I can be just like them. I know how they act. I'll act just like them, and then everybody will want to be like me. Like, everybody will love me. That'll be worth it. So in my head, I started climbing this fence. Like, let me just do what they do. Let me just act like they do, and that'll be it. And then once I get there, I'll be fine. So I start climbing, and at first it's hard because it's way different than I've ever known or whatever I was taught. the more you do it, you kind of get used to it. It's like, ah, they do this, I do it too, it's no big deal. And I have to say, the best part of climbing the fence, in my opinion, at least at that time, was the top, or reaching the top. Because in my head, I thought, if I can be like these people, the people I think are cool, the people who are doing things I know I shouldn't do, but they're cool, then everything will be okay. If I could just be accepted like they are, all my problems will go away. I'll be fine. So that was the best part, because at that point, you're not over yet, but you know, oh, it's coming. Like, I'm about to be there. And I remember I got to, in my head, I would get to the top of the fence. I knew I would slide down, because this side of the fence on the other side is way slick. So my imagination, I would just slide down and land in this grass. So at the point where I was getting more and more like my friends, or the people I thought were my friends, the people I thought were cool, people I knew were like, you ain't acting the same. I was like, forget them, they're just jealous because I'm balling and they're not. So so imagine me, I finally get over, I slide down this fence because this side's not rugged, it's way smooth, and I land in this grass, and I'm finally at the point where I thought everything would be perfect. Imagine if I just landed down and I looked up, and when I got to the other side, when I was with the people who I thought would be the coolest things, when I saw what they were doing, finally we were close, inseparable, you couldn't tell the difference. I realized that the grass over there looked the exact same. Nothing different. They were hurt people, I was hurt people too. They went through the same things I did. They didn't feel any better. The craziest thing is noticing that there were people on that side trying to climb to the side I was on. Could you believe it? People telling me, I wish I was like you. You're not supposed to be over here. This is what we do, that's not what you do, Kaysen. You're supposed to be over there. What's worse about this side is that it's way slick. You can't climb back over to where you were, because sometimes when you hang out with different people and you make different decisions, you can't quite go back to how you were before. But what's really great about this one is that this side had a lawnmower and a hose too. And this time I'm way more receptive of this. I see it, and in my head I'm like, okay, I can use this. So imagine me going in this grass and using this hose. And when I turn on the hose, all I see is scripture coming out, raining all over the water, all over the grass. And when I turn on the lawnmower, it's just cutting off all the sins out of my life. And I understood that that was the key all along. It was what my parents told me. It was the stuff I ignored. It was Jesus. It was God. I got it now. It started to click because I wasn't searching anymore. I just had to look what was already there the whole time. And I kid you not, though there's many other fences that I've seen since, my grass has been greener than ever since. So that's my story.